Blog Talk Radio.
To the Making It Outreach, back on the ranch radio show with your host, Rick Wildman Copeland, Chris Sneaky Wilson, and Scott Making It himself, Meesig. Here to talk rodeo with you, the fans and athletes that make rodeo what it is today. Here is Team Making It. All right, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another Making It Outreach back on the ranch radio show. I am your host, Scott Meesig. Along with me tonight, we do have the wild Chris Sneaky Wilson. Sneak, how you doing tonight, buddy?
Oh, man, I am doing fantastic. What about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful, man. Did you have a good Easter?
Oh, yeah. Ate plenty of eggs.
You didn't shoot the Easter Bunny, did you?
No, he got away this year.
Did he get away? All right, man. Well, hey, we got a pretty busy week here, man. We're going to get right in and talk some rodeo action, man. How's that sound, Snake?
That sounds good.
Man, I have been fired up this week. It has been a wild one. It's been crazy. We have got to cover some rodeos, two of them on Saturday, as a matter of fact. One of them being the Southern States Bull Riding Bullfighting Clinic that they put on Saturday morning out there bright and early. And then we had the pleasure of getting on down to the Fort Pierce PBR event, sponsored by Cooper Tires and Budweiser. Put on a great event down there, man. We really had enjoyed ourselves down there. Got to meet some great bull riders and talk with them a little bit, and even got to talk with John Walsh, man, from America's Most Wanted.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, man. Yeah, I think he was a little nervous on top of the horse there, but... He was getting it, man. He was doing it right. Love to see some of those guys out there getting on horses, man. It was real entertaining, to say the least. But had a chance to talk with him. He's a really nice guy. Is doing some really good things, you know, for the community. And you know, we were telling him about the passion that he has in going out and catching these bad guys. Is a lot of the same passion that we have for creating our business and making this an outreach program, you know. It's what drives us, and we know that that's what drives him, obviously, with his story. I don't know if you've ever had a chance to sit back and listen to his story on how he got into that deal.
Actually, I have.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when his son being kidnapped and everything, yeah, I'm kind of familiar with that situation.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, he's got a lot of passion for what he does, and you know, we can use that as a role model for what we're doing and use that as for our drive. But, yes, sir, man, had a great weekend down there. You know, like I said, started off right with that bullfighting clinic and had a great time down there. Man, I'll be honest with you, though. I think I should have gotten paid some double time there, man, because we ended up spending a lot of time in the back of an ambulance throughout both Miami City and over in Fort Pierce, man. It was definitely the weekend for some cowboy injuries, and fortunately, it looks like everybody's doing okay right now. But we'll kind of give a rundown here in just a little bit, kind of explain what happened. But Sneak, have you caught up with any bull riding action this week, man, or have you just been so busy with work?
I have just been tied up with work this past week that I hadn't had a chance to even sit down and do anything.
Nah, I hear you, man. Well, I'll tell you what, for our fans out there, if you want to get in and talk some rodeo action with us, give us a call, 646-915-9940. We'll be happy to hear what's going on in your area. We'll sit back and talk some rodeo with you. So like I said, give us a call, 646-915-9940. But, Sneak, getting down to it, man. You know, we geared up. We had our Back on the Ranch show last Friday night. And, you know, got up bright and early, man, headed down to Myakka City just outside Arcadia, Florida, and set up down there. You know, had, I believe, 6 stock contractors. They brought about 70 bulls down there to that event. And, you know, it was something that the SFBR put on to, you know, they put on a clinic for a lot of these up-and-coming bullfighters. And, you know, they were looking to take the top 4 of them and give them cards for the season for their Redman Pro Series challenge. And, you know, they did a great time. They had a great time with that. They had 10 bullfighters down there. You know, some of them are really well-known down here in Florida. Bryce Mosley, Yama Summerall, you know, Brandon Adrian, you know, Ray Middleton. A lot of these guys have been bullfighters for, you know, throughout the Southeast and down here doing PRCA events and Southern States bull riding events for a number of years. Also had some younger riders, Cody Robinson and Steve Askew. Both of them were rookies. And, you know, let me tell you, that Cody Robinson, man, what a great bullfighter. Now, he hasn't really taken too much of a shot yet by a bull. So, you know, I guess talking to a lot of these bullfighters, they say that's when we're really going to see what Cody's made of. But, yes, sir, he got down, actually finished in the top 4, so he's going to be invited back for their Redman Pro Series challenge throughout the season.
Okay, well, who are the top 4 that are going to be fighting the Redman Challenge?
The top 4 are going to be Brandon Adrian, Ray Rivera, Cody Robinson, and Yama Summerall. And we've had a chance to see Yama get in there. And let me tell you, we were down in Fort Myers a couple weeks ago, and Yama, man, he is a good protection bullfighter. You know, this whole setup was for cowboy protection. You know, we talked about that a little bit last week, and said we get back with you and find out what it really is, but it was truly for the cowboy protection. But let me tell you, Sneak, they have some good freestyling going on out there, too. It's pretty entertaining, man.
Yeah, I always like to watch the freestyling, but I was never any good at it.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, talking with a lot of these bullfighters, I found out there's a big difference in you know, how you perform on both sides of that. But like I said, they were judging the cowboy protection, and we actually put some great pictures up on our website. If you guys get a chance, go to our events and results page, go on down to the bullfighters page, and we got some great pictures from some of these bullfighters getting out there and you know, getting into it. Like I said, they had over 70 bulls down there, and, you know, Carl Saletti with the SSBR actually put up a little bit of a challenge for the bull riders that came down. I believe it looks like they had about, 10 or 11 bull riders down there for the event, you know, so it was a great opportunity for them to get on some bulls as well.
Yeah, and... I'm sitting here looking at some of the names that was down there, and Scott, I see your name there.
Well, yeah, as it so happens, you know, there, Sneak. You know, and before we even get into it, Sneak, you know, we talked last week about Cody Lambert coming back and how excited we were that they posted this thing on April 1st, and we weren't sure if it was an April Fool's joke. But to see a rider of his caliber take some time off and then come back in the arena after, you know, missing that much time, well, you know, it was a good one on us, man. The PBR got us. It was an April Fool's joke. Cody Lambert out there, you know, I guess he did some more talking than he could performing. So maybe, I don't know. You know, I've seen Cody here not too long ago, maybe within the last year, and he packed on a few pounds, so maybe that's what he's more scared of. But I'll tell you what, you know, we just couldn't help ourselves, man, and I felt so bad that we talked to the fans last week about Cody Lambert coming back and taking some time off that, you know, we got down there, I ended up bringing my gear with me and just got so darn wrapped up in the whole thing, man, I decided to knock the cobwebs off the spurs and dust off the old bull rope and see if I still had it. And the video is actually posted on our homepage, so if you rodeo fans get a chance, you know, scan on down there and take a look. it wasn't too bad for the first time in 2 years, let me tell you.
Good deal.
But I got to tell you, too, man, the adrenaline rush was still there. Oh, the passion. I love it, man. You just can't get enough of it. And, you know, speaking of myself, you know, I wasn't the only one out there that got involved and got out there and kind of dusted some the cobwebs off the Spurs. And that was Donnie Newman, one of the riders down there, got so wrapped up, man, couldn't help himself. He's actually one of the president for the Southern States Bull Riding. Got so wrapped up that he got out there and ended up getting on four bulls.
Okay. And how did he do?
He did pretty good. He did real good, Sneak. I'll tell you what, man. You know, I guess once a bull rider, always a bull rider. And, you know, I mean, Donnie spent more time bullfighting, you know, over the past few years than he has gotten on any bulls. But, you know, that cowboy still got it, man. But, hey, Sneak, our phone lines are ringing off the hook already, buddy. If you're a radio fan and want to get involved, talk some radio with us, give us a call, 646-915-9940. We're going to jump on down here, Sneak, and see if we can't find out who this one is.
All righty.
Make an eight.
Hey, Scott, it's Chrissy.
Well, howdy, Chrissy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you tonight?
Doing pretty good. Did you have yourself a good Easter?
It was very nice, very nice. I hope you had the same.
Good, yeah. Oh, yes, ma'am. It was really nice to be able to take the day off and spend with the family, let me tell you.
Yeah, that's important. I hear Sneak's on the line. I want to say hi to Sneak.
Hey, gorgeous. How are you tonight?
Doing well. How about you?
Oh, I can't complain.
Nobody'd listen anyway.
No, sure not.
Well, Chrissy, you know, we were actually just talking about it, and of course, you know, I know you were on with us last week, and we were talking about that whole deal with Cody Lambert, you know, and man, the PBR really pulled one over on us. I'll tell you, what an April Fool's joke, you know, to announce that Cody Lambert was going to come back and ride, you know.
Yes, and I heard something else that I thought might have been a late April Fool's joke.
Well, you know, Sneak had already kind of popped it out. We were actually looking at the SSBR, the bullfighting list from this weekend. And, you know, if you go to the SSBR's website, SSBRnow.com, you'll see it on their homepage. They talk about their Ironman bull riding deal. The SSBR put up $100 to the bull rider that rode the most bulls over the weekend. And, you know, Sneak was scanning down the list and happened to see my name out there. So we already started talking a little bit about it, but I didn't want to miss on the opportunity. You know, I mean, the PBR may have tried to pull an April Fool's joke, but there's one thing for sure. We did not. We were out there, and we ended up getting so fired up down there, we just had to get out there and get on these bulls ourselves. So, yeah, I went out. Yeah, I went out there and gave a little whirl. It is on our website. My video there is on our website, so if you want to go check it out. You know, it's something entertaining, that's for sure. But, you know, we actually saw a lot of great bull riders down there. Ty Harris, one of our Team Making Eight members, you know, he ended up getting on 10 bulls. Nick Kakuza, who I know that you know quite well there, Chrissy, you know, he got on 8 bulls down there, so he was – you know, he was really fired up. Ryan Jones got on 6. We had a lot of good bull riders.
Tearing it up.
Oh yeah, yeah. These riders were out there getting it. They took every bit of advantage of that opportunity to get on these bulls. And you know, Nick did pretty good. I got some pretty good action shots, Chrissy. I'll have to share with you tomorrow night when we get down to Remington. Of Nick, it looks like he's actually waving at the camera as it goes by. Just a really funny picture, but yeah, we'll pull those up and share those with you tomorrow when we get down to Remington. And
that would be great.
Speaking of Remington, we've got another great show set up tomorrow. I had a chance to stop in and say hi to Corey earlier tonight, and you know, we got only about 10 riders called in for today, 10 or 11. Called in as of today, so they're, you know, Remington's still looking for a few more bull riders. So if you're a rider, want to make it down to Tampa, Florida, watch a great rodeo or get involved, jump on it. You know, it's a great opportunity to make some money.
Absolutely, and while you say that, I'm going to go ahead and give out the call-in number, because if there are any riders out there listening and want to call in and get on the ride tomorrow night, you need to call this number. Area code 813-657-4866. And
well,
that's also posted on our new website.
That's right. Yeah, thanks a lot, Christy, for that. We're just going to jump over to that, too, and let all these rodeo fans and athletes know that, Remington's got a new website posted up. It's Tampa. Is it Tampa Rodeo or TampaBullRiding.com?
It's TampaBullRiding.com.
That's right, TampaBullRiding.com. So, and we've got a link set up on our website. So, if you guys are interested, scroll on down on the homepage to Remington Restock. Click on that. It'll take you right to their website, and, you can find out the information. But great opportunity for the fans to get out and watch a great rodeo, and it's a great opportunity for these riders to get some good, good, easy money. I mean, the bulls down there are bucking. I talked with Corey. He said Monday now that at his practice deal that these bulls were getting it. So see if we can carry that over to tomorrow night, put on a great bull ride.
Yeah, I mean, our bulls are on it. We have, amateur riders all the way to, Kevin McKeeman, that's fighting for the top spot in the SSDR right now, has won our past two shows. So we've got top SSDR riders coming out to our show and top bulls that we've taken to the PBR that we take to these SSDR events. I mean, it's just a great show, and it's fun for the whole family because we have stuff for the kids during intermission. We have the kids' calf scramble and the calf riding and all kinds of events for the whole family.
Yep, that's for sure. From what I understand, Kevin Rooster McKeeman was actually up in North Carolina or South Carolina this week, and he ended up taking first place both nights down there.
And that was for the Professional Buck and Bulls Association, and they put on the show in conjunction with the SSDR, and I heard it was a great show.
Yeah, that's what I heard as well. But these guys were definitely, it was a short notice deal, but Rooster did not pass up the opportunity to go up there for some added money. Now, Wagner Luciano, what's that?
And added points.
Oh, most definitely. Well, he is tightening that noose for first place. I mean, he really is. He is catching up with Wagner, and I believe Wagner got into Friday night show down in Fort Pierce for the PBR event, and then was up Saturday up in South Carolina for the SSBR deal. I believe that's how it goes. I'm almost certain I saw his draw, his name down there. I don't know if he got bucked off or what the deal is. I'm just trying to scan some of my list down here.
Yeah.
But
I think he got bucked off from the research that I did.
Okay.
But I want to go over to our newest teammate, Brian Corson. I mean, he's doing awesome right now. I mean, he rode in the PBR there in Fort Pierce. And in both of the series is for the SSBR right now, the Pro Series and the Challenger Series. I mean, he's sitting first in the Pro Series and third in the Challenger Series, and he's a Making 18 member. I mean, how can we not be proud of that?
Oh, you're right, Christy. Let me tell you, when we slipped down there to Fort Pierce, what a great event. We got to meet up with a lot of the top-ranked bull riders. A lot of the guys were in the Built Four Tough Series, and, of course, being Easter weekend and all, they took the weekend off, but these Cowboys didn't. I mean, these Cowboys were down there. We had riders like, Harv Stewart, one of the younger riders with the Built Four Tough Series. We had riders like, some of the McIntyres, Clay and Jake McIntyre from Florida here, made their way out to this event. Reese Cates was there. We had an opportunity to run into him. Rob Bell was there. There's a lot of riders that have been riding for a long time in the PBR series. We're down there at this event, so it was really exciting for us, And then of course we had our very own Brian Corson down there, and let me tell you, Brian was getting it. Unfortunately, they had so many qualified rides down there that night, it put Brian out of the money, and he didn't have a chance to get back to the short go. But he did make a ride with an 82 on his bull. And, let me tell you, he was, it was a little disappointing that the bull would drift so far out, but, Brian stuck it to him and made a ride. He made his corrections when he needed to, and, it was great for him. So glad to see him still out there riding, and you know, we look forward to doing a lot more things with Brian and get him back into these PBR deals on a regular basis. I believe that he's going to actually head up to North Carolina for a it's either an Enterprise or a Challenger series that's coming up in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think he had mentioned that, and you know, wish I could be with him, but you know, I know he's going to do an awesome job because he's sitting up and taking charge this year. I think that this is going to be his comeback year for sure.
You know, I really think so, Chrissy, and that's why we're so apt to get involved with Brian, because you know, we really believe in him. We believe in what he's doing, and just know that he's on fire. I mean, you know, when it comes to the SSBR deals, I mean, this guy has their number, and the only reason why he's not as high up in the standings as what like Rooster or Wagner Luciano is because he's been taken off and going out to these PRCA and these PBR deals, getting points with them. So, and he's covering his bulls, you know, at both places. Jeff Robinson brought down a lot of their bulls, Eugene Carter, as well as Jamie Randant of Randant and Lee Bucking Bulls were the stock contractors in Fort Pierce. And let me tell you, man, these bulls were bucking. I mean, I spent about an hour or 45 minutes in the ambulances helping out some of these riders because, boy, these bulls were tough down there.
Yeah, I know Jamie Randant has some rank bulls, but, you know, good bulls to get a good score on as well.
Oh, most definitely. And like I said, these bull riders brought their A game. I mean, there was, there was so many qualified rides out of the two-day event down here. I mean, I started losing count. And they brought 10 back to the short go, and an 82 was not strong enough to get into the short go on Saturday night because they had so many qualified rides, so many good qualified rides.
Yeah, which means, you know, the caliber of the bulls and the caliber of the riders had to be amazing if an 82 doesn't make it back to the second round.
Yep, that's for sure. But, you know, Jimmy Lathrow scoring an 85.5 made it back to the short go round. Corey Rash, you know, one of the PBR Built Ford Tough Series Cowboys, you know, all those Cowboys were actually able to make it back to the short go. You know, just going through, Corey Rash finished second place. Billy Robinson finished first. And Harv Stewart finished third for that event. And that's out of the two nights that they were there. But I believe Rocky Johnson, no, Corey Rash finished first, and then I believe Rocky Johnson finished second for the Saturday night event winners. So great job from those guys. And we even had one of the Florida-built Ford Tough Cowboys, Caleb Sanderson, you know, brand new to the circuit, you know, was back down here, being that it was his hometown and all, came down Friday night and made a little money. And ended up, I believe he rode both his bulls down there and then headed up to North Carolina in Summerfield and did pretty well up there from what I heard. So great job for that cowboy.
Yeah, I heard that as well. And, you know, Caleb is another one of the cowboys that rides at Remington.
That's right.
I mean,
these guys
come to Remington off stock and ride.
Yep, that's right.
Get on practice bull, make some extra money to make the entry fees, you know. Basically, you know, he's making his entry fees and he's getting on a bull, staying in, you know, condition to compete in those type of events.
Yep, most definitely. Well, I believe he's earned enough points now where when they have the next draft or the next deal where they bring up the top five riders from the Challenger Enterprise events, I believe that he's got enough points in the standings to earn his way back up. So, last time he was up on the Built Ford Tough Series was because of injuries from other riders that kind of worked his way in there. But I believe now he's got enough points to get in there himself. So we look forward to seeing him through the rest of the season.
Yeah, I know he's been working on it hard. So hopefully we'll see some success from him as well in that tour.
Yeah, absolutely. And for you rodeo fans, you know, on any given Friday night, you know, down there at Remington, you take a chance of seeing some of these top-ranked bull riders down there as well as these good bulls that they have. You know, it's a great opportunity to watch a good rodeo. So make sure you guys get a hold of, you know, either Remington Rough Stock or you can check out our website. We'll get you set up. We're going to be down there this Friday night throwing another great tailgate party.
Yeah, Scott, we're looking forward to having you. Want to let everyone know gates open at 6:30. Show starts at 8, between 8 and 8:30 with our junior and exhibition riders, and then we go into our money pot round where, you know, we have everything from the guys getting into the sport, coming back to the injuries, to some of these top PBR Cowboys and SSBR Cowboys like Brian Corson and Kevin McKeeman. So it's a great show. It's a great chance for you to bring out the whole family, especially in the way the economy is right now. Bring out the whole family, have a great Friday night event out, and see some awesome bull riding.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, you know what, Chrissy, that that is true. You know, with the economy what it is today, you know, we still got to find a way to be able to spend that good quality time together. And, you know, there's nothing like going out watching a great bull ride. Matter of fact, you know, I think this week, you know, my son entered in. He actually wanted to call into the event, so he's going to be down there riding with you guys for the in the junior event.
That's awesome, and I'm glad to see Austin, you know, as part of our team and getting in there and keeping the future of the sport, you know.
Well, that's where it all begins, you know. We're looking to get involved with all these younger cowboys, you know, these junior cowboys. You know, they're looking for some guidance, and we want to be able to put them in contact with some of these riders like Brian Corson that have been around for a number of years, you know, where they can hang out and learn from these guys, learn from these veteran cowboys and that are our team members. You know, that's one of the things about being a team member is that you're going to have that opportunity to do that. So, you know, the possibilities are endless for the athletes that are wanting to get involved. And, you know, the fans have an opportunity to see some great, great rodeos. And, you know, following Making Eight and you know, Making Eight Outreach and what we're doing, you have a chance to really be involved with us. And, you know, we look forward to that. Speaking of being involved, if you guys want to give us a call and talk some rodeo, phone number is 646-915-9940. We'll be happy to sit down and talk some rodeo with you guys. So, if you got something going on in your area, even if it's not down here in Florida, we'll be happy to hear from you and promote what you have going on in your area.
Sneak, are you still there? You got awful quiet.
I have just been sitting back listening to you two talk about what all has been going on in Florida and the people you know, so I'm just sitting back learning a little bit.
All right, just want to make sure you were still with us.
So Chrissy.
Going anywhere.
So, Chrissy, are we on for 2 weeks? Does it look like we're going to plan a road trip to Pensacola or what?
Oh, I'm so excited. You know, I miss my old traveling partner. I used to travel with one of the cowboys as my traveling partner. I was friends with his parents, and I miss traveling to rodeos, so I'm really looking forward to Pensacola.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we are looking forward to having you jump on board with us. You know, and it's kind of the same way with me. You know, being away from the circuits for so long and not competing, you know, I really miss that too, is being able to travel with the athletes and you know, being able to bunk up and hang out and just really talk some good rodeo, you know, so it definitely is going to be a lot of fun. We look forward to it.
Yeah, we're going to have a great time. Great, great time.
Hey, guys, I think we got another phone, another caller calling in, so let's see if we can't jump on here and bring them in and see if we can't talk some rodeo. Hang on 1 second.
Well, Scott, before you do that, I'm going to have to sign off.
Oh, hang on 1 second. Chrissy.
Oh, really?
Hey, hang on 1 second. Megan,
okay.
Eight.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Scott, it's Mike Cannell calling back.
How are you, sir?
I am wonderful. I do appreciate you sending me the note on MySpace. I've been meaning to come over and see what all goes on here. This sounds like a pretty good show. And, of course, I've got, you know, a lot of involvement in rodeo and bull riding, so it's kind of fun to find a program like this where we can talk to other fans.
Absolutely. Well, Mike, before you do, let's hang on. Chrissy is one of our announcers down here in Tampa, Florida. We're going to be out with her tomorrow night at Remington Rustock. She had the pleasure of calling in and talking a little bit about some of those rodeos, but she's going to have to jump off here. So we definitely want to say that we look forward to seeing you, Chrissy, tomorrow night, and we'll be out there with you having a great tailgate party. What do you say?
Sounds awesome, Scott. Can't wait to see you tomorrow night with the Making Eight tailgate party and having a good time watching some great bull riding at Remington Rustock.
Always do down there at the Crosstown Arena. All right, Chrissy. Well, you have a great night. Be safe, and we'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
Goodbye,
thanks, Scott.
Chrissy.
Good night, Sneak. Good night, Mike. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So, Mike, along with us here tonight, we've got our second co-host in Chris Sneaky Wilson. So, Sneak, say hey to Mike there for us.
MD, how are you?
Sneaky's been telling – Sneaky and I know each other from a chat room, and he's been telling me for a long time that I needed to come over here and talk to you guys.
Well, so we certainly are glad that you have tonight. You know, what do you think about our website and our outreach program?
Well, I think I like everything I saw. I had maybe my computer. I had a little bit of trouble navigating on the website and seeing everything on the screen, and it could be because I use Mozilla rather than Internet Explorer, and I'll try it.
Okay.
At Explorer, but it was good enough that I could. It was good enough that I could get around it.
Right. Okay.
I found you here.
Oh yes, sir. You did, and we're glad for that. You know, let me tell you. You know, this thing has been. You know, it's been a long process. You know, we've been doing a lot of research trying to find out how we can really impact everybody within the sport of rodeo. And you know, we talk a lot about bull riding, Mike, but really, I mean, we try to cover all the bases of rodeo, because that's, you know, it's so important, and we really want to keep the Western heritage continuing on. You know, I know I personally enjoy, as a fan, going out to these rodeos. You know, that they're a lot, but even as an athlete to compete. You know, it's such a great lifestyle. It's great to be around. It's a safe environment for the kids, and it really teaches them some great values. And that's
some more.
Yeah, well, that's something that we really want to be involved with. And you know, so you know, Mike, if you don't mind, just telling some of our rodeo fans out there a little bit about what you guys do for the sport of rodeo.
Well, I can give you a brief. Probably one of the easiest ways when anyone has the time is to go to the website, which is Rodeo Promotions, that's plural, rodeopromotions.com, and you'll see that I have a rodeo and bull riding promotion business. I represent contestants, and I represent properties. Right now, probably I'm spending the most time working with one of the top professional barrel racers in the country, a young lady by the name of Canna Papineau, who is a two-time NFR finalist. I just this year started to work with a very unique organization called the Women's Ranch Rodeo Association. And as
okay.
the name implies, this is an association, a ranch rodeo association, and all of the contestants are women. And then I also from time to time produce women's bull riding events.
Wow. Okay. Now, how many, and, you know, we get a lot of questions popping up as to why we don't see a lot of women bull riders, and we know they're out there. I've been on the circuits myself. You know, I used to compete, and we had a lot of women that would come across our way that were actually competitors. And some of them were actually some really good bull riders. But I know that's a question that pops up, and maybe you can kind of help answer that for us, Mike. But, you know, why it is that you don't see as many women bull riders?
Well, I think it's basically the fact that women, beginning as young girls, do not get the opportunity to ride. Little Britches does not allow women to ride rough stock. High school does not allow women to ride rough stock. College does not allow women to ride rough stock. So unless a young lady happens to live in an area where there's a junior bull riding association, or there's a contractor who will let her come to a practice pen, and there's some other people that will work with her, there just is not enough opportunity for young girls to learn how to ride bulls or bronc or bareback or anything else.
Right.
Probably get one or two calls and emails a month, if not more, from young girls and teenage girls and older women who would like to ride bulls, and they're looking for a place to go to learn, and come to find out there usually isn't a convenient place for them. That's probably more than anything else a reason why you do not see women bull riders in any large numbers. There are some, and I've had them at my events, there are some that are really good.
Right.
But there's just not enough opportunity for girls to ride, and there doesn't seem to be anybody who is taking the bull by the horns, to use a phrase, and try to find a means to correct that. I have thought about holding girls-only bull riding camps, and I'm told by a lot of girls they'd be there in a heartbeat, but you got to find sponsors for it, and sponsorship money is tough right now.
Yeah, oh, you're absolutely right about that. We're actually trying to line up and do that ourselves, you know, just so we can be out at these rodeos and promoting them. And trying to get these riders out there, you know, to carry on this sport. But, you know, Mike, you know, one of the things now, do you know much about Lyle Sankey's rodeo schools?
Yes, I do know about Lyle's rodeo schools, and I know there are girls who have gone there if they have the money.
Right.
But, you know, you go to a Sankey school, and you may be able to afford to go once a year. The problem
right.
is that then you go home, and there's nowhere to practice.
Nowhere to go. Yeah, right, right.
And that's the
well,
problem. I know girls who have gone to Sankey schools. They thought they were very good. I think he puts on a good school. There are other. Gary LeFou in California puts on some schools that I know some girls have gone to, and there are other places they can go. It's not a problem. Well, it's a money-wise and time-wise. It is a challenge for some to be able to
sure.
afford the time and the money. To go to a camp. I had a young gal call me or send me an email, I can't remember which, a few years, wasn't more than a few months ago, and she said, I sold my 4-H calf so I could have money to go to a bull riding school. Now, that's somebody
wow.
who really wants to go, but the
that's
problem
right.
was once she comes back, there's nowhere she can go practice.
There's nowhere she can go to practice. I understand. Well, we'll have to tell them to pack their bags and head to Florida, because let me tell you, I know two practice pens down here that buck out every week that would be more than happy to have them down there, and they can learn as well as get into some of these jackpot rodeos. You know, this young lady, Chrissy, that was just on the radio with us, our announcer down at Remington Rustock, and it's actually located in Brandon, but we call it Tampa because it's right on the outskirts. But, you know, they have a first and third Friday of every month, they have a jackpot rodeo, and women are just as well to compete against these guys down here. So,
well, I mean, I think that's fine for a young lady who's old enough she can come down there and move down there
sure.
and do that. But I'm talking about getting calls and letters from 12, 14-year-old high school girls
right.
who aren't going to, you know, I mean, they really would. You know what happened is they've seen the PBR. They've seen how much success the PBR has had at
right.
all levels. And it's like women in any other sport. You know, the Women's Ranch Rodeo Association was started because these women for years had competed side by side, you know, with men on mixed teams and decided they should be able to do their own. Women's
right.
golf started that way. Women's tennis started that way. But it's a lot easier to find a tennis court and a golf course than it is to find a bullpen where you can go practice.
You're right about that. Well, now let me ask you, how many events does the Women Rodeo Association produce a year?
We have right now, and we would take more. Right now, we have 12 events during 2009 plus a finals. We produce some of them. Excuse me. Other producers produce some, and we sanction them. And then we
okay.
have the finals at the end of the year.
Wonderful, wonderful.
And
we
would love to have more people produce women's rodeo, ranch rodeos. We would love to have more women's teams compete. We'd love to spread geographically. And then, of course, if we sanction the event, they can qualify for the finals.
Sure. Now, just speaking of geographically, where are these events usually located?
Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas primarily. We
okay.
opened in Texas in March. We had our second event in Kansas. Our third event is coming up in Kansas. But they go Texas, Kansas, and Oklahoma. primarily. We've had conversations with women who want to put on ranch women's ranch rodeos down in New Mexico, and they think they could get enough teams, and some of our teams would go down there. But that's basically where they are, because that's where most of these gals who got this started live.
Okay. Well, I got to tell you, Mike, that's some pretty good information. And just one more time, now, does that have its own individual website, or can you find that through your website?
It's womensranchrodeo.com, or you can go to my website. There's information and photos there, and there is a link to their website. But it's womensranchrodeo.com. It's a pretty good website. They do it themselves, and it's a pretty good website. They got some really dedicated women who work on this organization, and they really want to have more women teams and more ranch rodeos that they can sanction.
Okay, wonderful. Well, you know what? If we start getting those calls from these women out here, especially over here on the East Coast, Sneak is actually from Mississippi, and we'll see if we just can't wrangle up some of these producers to start promoting some of these things out this way, and see if we can't bring them a little further east out of that town.
I think it would be great. We would love it. I think they would like it. And like I said, as long as we can sanction it, they then can qualify and earn points for our finals. They'll find information on the website, and I think it would be great. I would love to see that. I'd love to see more women riding bulls. I'd love to have a chance to produce more women's bull riding events. Let me give you another organization. A couple of the girls who have ridden in events that I have done have formed an organization called the Women's Rough Stock Foundation.
Okay.
They do not have a web page, but they do have a MySpace page.
Okay.
And I have directed a lot of the young ladies who have contacted me to contact them. They, like myself, try to get themselves into existing events or produce events. And it's just another good group, I think, for a young woman who wants to ride bulls or already rides bulls and is looking for more places to compete. I would urge all of them to contact the Rough Stock Foundation. Tell them I direct them there, because I wholeheartedly believe in what they're doing. And I think they would... any organization who can do anything to promote women's bull riding would, I think would find it fruitful and rewarding.
Absolutely. I agree with you, Mike. And, like I said, we'll be happy to work with you as well throughout these upcoming months. If there's something that we can do, and who knows, maybe we'll bring our tailgate party out there and do some, promoting for them. We'll bring our tailgate parties out and do some broadcasting.
You know, we can do anything like that that you'd like to do, and I'm more than happy to come back on from time to time and chat about what I'm doing. And I'd like I kind of like just hearing who else is on there and talk about rodeo and bull riding in general. It's not, it doesn't necessarily have to be a platform to promote my company and my involvement. I like to talk to other guys about rodeo.
Sneak
and I talk about rodeo online every now and then, right, Sneak?
There, Benania. Now, Mike, let me ask you, is the Women's Ranch the only association you're promoting right now, or is there other things you're doing?
Yes, it is. It's the only association that I am currently representing, the answer is yes.
Okay,
I would work
on
others if there were other. I would represent others if there were others who would like to have someone coordinate their marketing and their sponsorship, but that's the only one I'm working on.
Okay. How long have you been promoting rodeos?
About 5 or 6 years. Short version of my life, I am from Pueblo, Colorado, which is also now home of the PBR. I was raised here, was always a rodeo fan, was never a contestant, but hung out around rodeos. Then I went to school, college in the Chicago area, and spent 40 years in the public relations, marketing, and sports marketing business. I'd worked on motorsports teams. I'd worked on tennis. I'd worked on running events, and then returned to Colorado, started going back to rodeos with buddies of mine, and based on the sports marketing experience, took a look at rodeo. This is about 2000, 2001, and said, I think this may be the most under marketed professional sport in the country, PBR notwithstanding, even though PBR hadn't really reached its full potential at that time. And I thought, well, I'm going to start myself a use what I've learned in public relations, use what I've learned in sports marketing, and start a rodeo and bull riding business, and should have a lot of fun, maybe make a little money. I've mastered the fun part. And so I started representing contestants. Matter of fact, one of my very first contestants that I don't work with now, but is a pretty decent bareback rider you might have heard of, by the name of Roy Sport.
Yes, sir.
And so I represent, excuse me?
No, I said, yes, sir, I have heard of him.
Yes, most people have heard of Roy. And, you know, it's a small sport in many ways. Then I was offered the opportunity to do marketing and promotion for a couple of years for the Pikes Peak Bus Rodeo in Colorado Springs. Then I was invited to do marketing and promotion for a pretty decent Midwestern bull riding tour called Professional Championship Bull Riders that is headquartered, run by a guy named Bob Sauber and headquartered out of the Chicago area, and basically does bull rides in medium-sized cities in the Midwest. And then through that, in fact, I did my first women's bull riding event as an adjunct to one of their events and met more women bull riders and started doing that. And, you know, it's a small sport. You meet people. You talk to people. The Women's Ranch Rodeo Association actually called me because they thought about doing some women's bull riding events as a crowd pleaser and a ticket seller at some of their events, and one thing led to another, and we reached the conclusion that I might also be able to work with and help them. And that's how I ended up working with the WRRA. Tana Popino I met through a totally different set of circumstances, and have been working with her now for about 9-10 months.
Good deal. Well, that actually answered my next question, was how you got started. So,
well, that's how I got started. And, you know, sports marketing is sports marketing. I belong to the National Sports Marketing Network, and I read all the sports marketing publications, and I know a lot of people in sports marketing. And marketing rodeo is very similar to marketing other sports. You know, you always have to know your sport. You have to know your market. You have to know your demographics. You have to like your sport. Sports marketing has a lot of the very, especially when you're trying to sell sponsorships and you're competing against other sports. You know, a lot of the techniques of sports marketing, you know, I think, you know, are very much the same. It's one of the reasons why I'm kind of optimistic now about the PRCA, because they've got one of the top sports marketing guys now who is the head of PRCA.
Good deal. Well, when is your next upcoming Women's Ranch Rodeo at?
Ooh, I thought you were going to ask me that, and I haven't got my computer on. You can go. Our schedule is on the womensranchrodeo.com website.
Okay.
I believe it is not this coming weekend, but the weekend after in Kansas, and it's in Kansas.
Okay. Well, good enough. I think we can find it from there.
I don't have it on, and I don't have my computer on in front of me after we started talking, because I turned the sound down on it, and then it shut itself off anyway. But, no, the next one, we have about 8 more left. We may do more. Every now and then somebody comes to us and says, you know, we'd like to have you do one. Quite often they're in conjunction with a major county fair, some other event that is already drawing crowds, and they're looking for another event to add to it. And then our finals is in October in Lyons, Kansas.
Okay.
Wow. Well, Mike, I got to say.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Mike, I was just going to tell you that we really would like to get in stay in contact with you. You know, I'll probably give you a call during the week, and we could sit down and talk about some things that maybe we could do with you. And in doing some of these productions, I'll let you know a little bit more about us and what we have to offer within the rodeo community. There's a lot of things that we're working on bringing to the table. You know, being a bull rider myself and having that experience and having that passion for the sport, you know, it's what is driving us right now. You know, we've been pretty successful here in the Southeast, and we look to take this on a national level and even then some. You know, we've been talking with some fans of ours that are over in Australia even, that we got a hold of through MySpace and, you know, are really interested in what we're doing. And we look forward to doing some promotional things even out that way. You know, so we certainly want to be in contact with you this week, and definitely look forward to sitting down and talking some rodeo with you guys and what we can do with each other.
Well, I would love to have that opportunity to, you know, to sit down and chat and see what you're doing and try to make something happen. I was just checking. I think I've got a link to you on my page.
Do you?
I think.
Okay.
My links. I'm going to look at my list. If not, I should have.
Well, we certainly would. Maybe I don't, but
I'll tell you what, I will have.
Yes, sir. We will do the same thing for you as well. And, you know, we'll set up and promote these women ranch rodeos and really try to get involved and be active about it. You know, that's what we're all about is getting, getting the athletes involved, getting these spectators involved to get them so excited about these sports that they got to go check them out for themselves. And,
I would love to do that. And as I said, if anybody out there listening is interested in a women's bull riding event, I am still in that business, but I clearly understand that nobody usually brings in a women's bull riding event unless there's a sponsorship package and money coming along with it. But on the other hand, if you have some listeners that said we'd like to sponsor a women's bull riding event, why, we can do that too.
Absolutely, and we will certainly put them in contact with you if they come across through us. You know, that's what we really want to do here is be a link for you guys. So, you know, if there are fans out there, you know, if you can't get a hold of us during our radio show, call us during the week at our office, and we'll put you in contact with Mike and get you out there and involved with these associations and these organizations that they're promoting.
Well, I think that would be great. I think I'll just I'll get out of your ear now because I've kind of dominated your conversation for the last half hour. And,
we've enjoyed it.
Sit and listen.
We enjoy it when somebody else comes along and talks, Mike.
Excuse me?
I said we enjoy it when somebody else comes along and talks for a while.
Yeah, it certainly gives us a break. But Mike, I really appreciate you calling into the show, and you're welcome to call in anytime if you've got rodeos that are coming up, or if you want to talk about some of the things. We can sit back and talk rodeo all day long, man. We've got a 2-hour segment, and I'll spend every bit of those 2 hours. We'll just talk rodeo because that's what we do.
Well, that's fine, and if anybody, somebody is on talking and you think, I have any information I could impart, why, feel free to call me while you're on the air. You have the number, I think, right?
Yes, sir, we do. Yes, sir, we do.
Okay, so,
and,
somebody comes on and says, what did that guy talk about women's bull riding, or I want to talk about why we can't or whatever, and you think I may have a perspective, why, you all feel free just to pick up the phone and call me, and I'll chat with you all.
Absolutely. We will do that, Mike.
Well, Mike,
okay.
Just to let you know, that's going to be in Cedarvale, Kansas.
Cedarvale, Kansas, okay.
And then the very next day is Ellsworth, Kansas.
Yeah, I think they're close together, and I think they plan them that way. In fact, I think there may also be a regular rodeo, and I think they may switch back and forth. I'm not sure. They could be the women's rodeo in one town and the regular rodeo in the other, and they switch back and forth. I'm not 100% certain. If you look at that schedule, you'll understand that we are not in major markets. But I will tell you, if I could just have tell you a couple more things?
Absolutely, Mike.
One of the things that I did when I talked with them, and I said, it's a great concept. It's a very unique group of athletes. It's a very unique athletic association. However, you are starting off and have continued to be in some very small markets. And for us to attract attention and attract sponsors, we need to extend the reach. One of the first things we were very successful to do was we were able to make an arrangement with a great magazine called I Am Cowgirl, which is written and edited out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. by a gal by the name of Lee Dunn, and she is building a very successful magazine, and she is now our official magazine. There is a page on her website devoted to WRRA, and there is a page or two in each edition of the magazine devoted to WRRA. So we're extending geographically, we are extending our reach like you. She has a following in Australia. She has a following in Europe. She has a following in South America. We also established some other marketing links so that if you're working with us, we're trying to generate exposure and coverage in more than just the very, very nice but very small communities where those rodeos are. So we're trying very hard to build an online presence with our website and links with people like I Am Cowgirl. That if you have women listening, I would urge them to go to that website and take a look at that magazine. And probably you guys may want to talk to Lee and do some things with her as well.
Wonderful. Well, we will certainly do that, Mike. And I'll tell you what, like I said, we will certainly post a link up for you guys on our website. So if there's any listeners out there that check back in, that are interested, they will be able to go directly to you guys. And all we can return is that you do the same thing for us. We will certainly get the word out.
For you. I will call my website people because I'm not a techie. I will call my website people and ask them to put a link on there.
All right, Mike.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much for calling into our show. We appreciate having you joining our team here.
Okay, good talking to you. And Snake, we're getting closer to meeting at this rate.
As we keep going, we definitely will.
How's the boy?
He is doing good. He is going to Africa right at the moment. He's working on oil rig over there.
Okay, I will talk to y'all. I'll listen here for a while, and I really am glad that you made the contact with me and got me over here to do this, because I think what you're doing, I think this sport, like a lot of other sports, has to use the Internet.
Yes, sir.
It has to use the Internet. It has to use it to attract sponsors. It has to use it just to make the function for producers and committeemen and contestants better. It has to use it to reach the young market, to reach the teenage market and the junior market. And so I'm glad to see you guys are taking advantage of whatever you can online to spread the word. And I'm trying to do the exact same thing, which is why I'm here. Talk to you later.
Sir.
You guys have a good evening.
Okay, Mike, you too.
Bye-bye.
All right, Sneak. What do you think, man?
Nice gentleman. I have been talking off and on with him for a couple of years online, and always impressed with what he's got going on. And it sounds like he's got a good thing going on out that way.
Yes, sir, he does. Well, we'll see if we can't get involved. But let me tell you, Sneak, our phone lines are ringing off the hook. And before we take our next caller, we want to let you guys know, if you want to talk some rodeo or find out some information, we'll be happy to share with you. Give us a call, 646-915-9940. That's 646-915-9940. Give us a call. We're live on the air. Got about another hour left in the show. We'll be happy to sit down and talk some rodeo with you. But, Sneak, let's jump on down here and see who else we got on the line.
All right.
Make an eight.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Scott, it's Chaz. How you doing, brother?
Good. How are you?
Oh, pretty well, pretty well. And that Mike Donnelly, was it?
Yes.
I think I'm going to have to get a hold of that man and see if he can't promote a little bit for me. Just hearing him talk about that Women's Rodeo Association makes me think that he can promote for me and maybe pick me up a couple sponsors.
That's right, man. Well, we're gonna definitely do what we can to stay involved with him. Like I said, we're gonna have a link share with him. We're gonna post up a link for him and really anybody within the rodeo community that's interested. We'll be happy to do some sharing with you. That's what it's all about, man. We're starting to get the word out there now, and I'm certainly pleased with that. And Chaz, we want to do what we can for you as well, so we'll try to get you set up with this guy.
Yeah, I mean, when I heard him talking about rodeopromotions.com, I went ahead and wrote it down on the paper here in front of me at my computer, so when I get done talking with you tonight, I'm probably going to go over there and check his website out.
There you go. Well, you know, that's what it's all about, man, is coming out here talking rodeo and sharing the wealth back on the ranch, man. You got to love it.
Well, you know, a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, the Women's Professional Rodeo actually was down here in Florida. They did a little deal over there at River Ranch.
Oh, did they really?
They sure did. I don't remember exactly how long ago it was, but I don't think it was the Women's Ranch Rodeo, which is what this gentleman, I believe, was involved in. I think it was just Women's Professional Rodeo is who
okay.
put it on. But they still
okay.
had bareback riding and bull riding and all that stuff.
Right. Now, Chad, what's your take on that as a bullfighter, man? You know, have you run across a lot of women bull riders or no?
Well, being that I'm so involved with the Sankey Rodeo Schools, I've seen my fair share of them. And, in fact, there's
sure.
a young lady right now that is almost, I believe she's actually in junior high school now, that started out there at Corey's when she was, or the Remington Rustock, I'm sorry, I'm so used to calling Corey's, at Remington Rustock there in Brandon when she was like 7, getting on little calves and steers and stuff. And then she went to Tennessee for a while, and she came back and she joined the Cumbie Pee Wee Rodeo Association there in Lakeland, which is going to be going on this weekend. And she came in as a steer rider there, and all the guys kind of looked at her like, well, what's this girl doing getting on steers, until she took the money that first night that she was getting on steers away from them boys. And they kind of sat up and took notice. And
wow.
the girl I'm talking about is little Ashley Robinson. She's a handy little kid. She's been to a couple of Sankey schools as well.
Okay.
But I agree with him. For the younger girls out there that are trying to get involved in the Rustock end of rodeo, it is hard. Because I do a lot of the high school rodeos and fight bulls at them here in the state of Florida, and they've asked the bull riding director and stuff why they can't compete. And
right.
the honest reason why they can't compete is if they let the girls compete at the high school level. Now, I'm not talking professional or anything. At the high school level, if they let them compete with the boys, then they'd have to let the boys compete in all the girls' events, and that would just make the rodeos even longer than they already are. And if you've been to
okay.
a high school rodeo today, you know these things last all day.
Yes, sir.
So, I mean, there's like 200 entries on average at a high school rodeo right now in the state of Florida. And, you know, and that's, of course, not 200 individuals, but just entries, because you can enter more events. And if you allow people to enter even all the boys and girls events combined to try to get those all-around points, it'll just make it last even longer.
Sure.
That would have somebody scratching their head.
Sneak would go into overload there. I don't know what he'd do, having to keep up with all those athletes. But you know, like I said, I mean, you know, I mean, the face of rodeo is changing a lot, you know, and you know, we still want to keep those heritages alive, but you know, we're trying to keep up with the times as well. And you know, I mean, I know myself personally, I mean, I've crossed paths down there, especially in the Georgia and Tennessee area. A lot of their sanctioned rodeos up there will actually take on women athletes. Now, to my understanding, Chaz, and maybe you can kind of clarify this, but for a lot of the women riders now, is it only a requirement that they ride for 6 seconds when they're riding rough stock, or is it still the 8?
Actually, I'm not 100% sure about that. That would have been a good question to ask Mike. As far
as
I know,
Mike,
they still as far as I know, they still have to ride the 8 seconds. But
okay.
I'm not 100% sure about that.
Okay. Because I know that when we had the sanctioned events up there, if it was a co-ed, I guess you could call it, event where, you know, if the women were going to ride in the Rustock event with the men and compete for the prize money, that they were going to have to that they were going to have seconds just like the guys do. But I've heard in some events where it's just women only, that type of deal, and I guess that would have been a good question for Mike, is whether or not they actually only have to ride 6 seconds or it's actually an 8-second ride as well.
You never know. He may be listening in right now and call you back.
yeah, we'll see if we can.
Another thing that Mike brought up that was really, really well that I really wanted to chime in about is about the decision that we as PRCA members made this past year to put the man in charge of it that is in charge, and I can't remember his name, and I know Mike just said it, but he was right. Putting a businessman in there is exactly what the PRCA needed. That's what that's what the PBR did. And that's why
we're
so successful, is because of your cowboy mentality and stuff, and you want it done your way. Having a cowboy up there running the organization isn't profitable, because you're going to try to do everything in your power to make everybody happy. And when you put that promotions director up there, he's going to do what is going to benefit the corporation, not what's going to benefit the Western heritage, which is a good and bad thing. But that's why you still have cowboys on the board of director, to keep it going in the right direction and keep it true to the sport.
I heard the question, and I do have a little clarification on it. Anytime a girl is going to enter an open rodeo, or she is going to compete with men, she's going to have to ride 8 seconds, just like Peyton.
Okay.
You can't. No bull rider is going to get in the chutes and have to ride 8 seconds, and have the next bull rider only have to ride 6. Women competing against each other in my events, and in when the WPRA used to have events, when they compete against each other, they'll ride 6. If they compete against the men, they have to ride 8, because that's the only way to make it fair.
Okay, that may, you know what, that clarifies it for us, and I appreciate it. Now, Mike, actually, we've got Chaz Fish on the line. He's actually a pretty strong bullfighter here in the Florida area. He has his PRCA card and has been competing over the last couple of years within the PRCA events. You know, I know that he was really interested in our conversations that we had, and I think he may even have another question or two for you.
Okay,
that's
fine,
really
I'm here.
Question. It's more something I need to talk to him on my own about, because I was him being a promotions director. I've been looking for somebody to step in and try and pick me up some little better sponsors. I have a couple of smaller sponsors, but I don't have the self-confidence, I guess, to go out and get the bigger sponsors. And I've been looking for somebody that is interested in rodeo athletes to go after sponsorships for, and he just seems like the perfect individual for my situation.
Well, I'll be happy to talk with you. Just give me a call on that website, and we'll chat a little bit about it. I'd be happy to talk with you a while. We can do something, or I can give you some advice, or whatever. What I'm finding, since I work for myself, there's a limited amount of clients that I can serve and do any of justice. And I'm really pretty full at this point, but I'm never going to turn down a really good opportunity. So I'll be more than happy to talk with you. My number is 719-543-6458. And somebody brought up the WPRA a few moments ago. Now, the WPRA used to support a lot of women's bull riding in their events. Then they got involved in their conflict with the PRCA, and a lot of their rough stock interest seemed to dwindle. Then they made another move, and I don't know if they still do it. They were co-sanctioning with the IPRA on events, and the women could come and compete in a separate women's bull riding division within an IPRA rodeo, but not many did, because it was just a lot of money to come and travel. You know, I know 3 good bull riders in California. For them to travel to an IPRA show, you know, somewhere in Tennessee and back, was, and they work or they have families, it's prohibitively expensive. The WPRA no longer has rough stock at their finals. They are primarily a timed event organization in terms of barrels and tie-down roping and all of that, and they really have kind of dropped their support for the women's rough stock, both the Bears, the Bronx, and the Bulls, which is another reason why you don't see as many, and these young ladies scramble for the time and the money and the opportunity to go ride somewhere else.
Okay. Well, that's
certainly a good organization. They're just up north of me in Colorado Springs. I know they've got some very good marketing people in there now, but I think they are focusing their time, their money, and their attention on things other than rough stock. And no one has figured out, I think, profitably how to create a true women's rough stock tour. because, again, there's just not enough contestants to be able to fill if you did one, because they're coming on their own. When I do my women's bull riding events, I help pay their way. But not every promoter is going to do that.
Right.
Really cool. That's really cool. And have you heard about the what's it called? The WRA, the World Rodeo Association, I believe, is based out of Texas. It's a team rodeo concept where each team has every discipline: a bull rider, a bullfighter, tie down roper, team rope and team.
Oh yeah, that was going to be a new professional series.
Right.
There was a bullfighter. One of the bullfighters was one of the principals in it, and I had several conversations with them, and met with them out in Omaha. I met with them again in Las Vegas, and they were going to have 7 or 8 teams around the country. They were going to draft from the PRCA ranks, and you're right, they were going to have every discipline, and then they were going to bring in barrel racers. Matter of fact, they did a demo tape.
And it was really cool.
Hadley Barrett announced it, and they actually did a complete rodeo that they videotaped somewhere down in Texas so they could show it to potential sponsors. And I happen to have a copy of it. I'm sure they would provide a copy. But the problem was each of them had to be owned locally, so if there was going to be – one of the teams was going to be in Denver, just north of me. They had to be Denver businessmen or women who stepped up to the plate to purchase the franchise. They had to go out to find their own sponsors, their own livestock. The association was going to do the scheduling for them. I think they were going to provide the judging, but it was up like every other professional sport. This is not would not be unique to them. It was locally owned, locally promoted, locally sponsored, locally advertised, and I don't know if they set the – I think they set the salaries for the Cowboys. So if I want Josh Peak to be a steer wrestler for me, and the guy in Dallas wants Josh Peak to be the steer wrestler, and the guy in Dallas can afford another few thousand dollars of performance more than I can, it's just like the Cubs and the Yankees and the Rockies and the Marlins all trying to compete for the same top players.
Right, yeah. I got a couple of emails.
Concept. It just economically didn't – they couldn't get it off the ground.
Hmm.
Yeah, I got a couple of emails on it, and that's the reason that I brought it up is I've actually signed up on their website to potentially be looked at to become a bullfighter.
Yep.
Because of having my pro card and everything. And the last one that they sent out, the last email that they sent out to all of us came in January, and it was saying that because of the downturn in the market, it's just been hard to pick up the sponsorships that
yep.
they were hoping for. The neatest part the neatest part that I saw about doing their events is they run those calf roping and the barrel racings and everything simultaneously, and that just
yes.
looks like a crowd seller, because that was cool. I'm not a big roping fan.
It was. Did you see the video?
Yes, I did. I got
in
one of their emails.
They
sent me the video.
A lot of very good ideas, but it's like, well, I think the Arena Football League was a victim to the same economic circumstances. You know, I don't care what the sport is. It is not cheap to own and operate a professional team.
Yeah.
Now,
sure.
Since you went through this, were you going to negotiate with different teams to pick you up?
I wanted to, but the way that it was structured is that they come to the organization and say, okay, we're wanting to put a team together here. The organization gives them a list of members, and then they choose from the list who they want. And like you said, if there's a conflict of interest on, you know, they want me or they want Corey Wall or Dusty Tuckness as their bullfighter, then they'd contact us individually and start bidding from there. The neatest part as a competitor to their organization was going to be the question of insurance. You'd have full insurance instead
yes.
of just the separate insurance like you do with the PRCA, the secondary insurance.
I can tell you there is another pro rodeo league that has been in the making for about 9 or 10 years, and it can't get off the ground. I've met with them, and it can't get off the ground either for the same reasons.
Really?
Yep.
Well, you know, I mean, times are tough now, but maybe something will happen down the road here. We'll have to keep our eyes out on that and see what we can do to try to build that.
It's not a bad idea.
Right.
You know, especially if you own a team, you get a good television contract, so
sure.
the fans are going to see it. You can get some good sponsors. You can afford the advertising. You can price the tickets. All the things that one has to do for a professional sports franchise, the guys and the gals who own these franchises, we're going to have to do as well. And I think, I'm not sure, but I'm going to hazard a guess that at least in a few of those cities, if you and I decide to buy a baseball team, we know a little something about baseball.
Right.
If you and I decide to buy a rodeo team, unless we've come up in the sport, we don't understand it.
Right.
Right.
We don't know what costs what. We don't know how much livestock's going to cost. We don't know what it costs, you know, for pickup men, and we don't know what it costs for bullfighters, and we don't know what a lot of things cost. You know, we've all been around baseball, football, basketball, hockey. We have at least a basic understanding of what questions to ask. But I think what they did, they went to a lot of people who had the wealth, enough money to buy the team, but those people took a look at this and scratched their head and said, I don't understand it. I don't know how you make money. I don't know how you control expenses. You know how you make money. You sell tickets and you sell sponsorships. But in rodeo, like any sport, there are certain ways you control your expenses, and I've got a feeling a lot of these people looked at it and said, we don't know how to do it.
You know what they should do is they should take their potential team owners and take them to the Houston Livestock Rodeo or take them to San Antonio or Denver or Cheyenne, to those big rodeos that make the big bucks, and get them involved with the people that promote those so they can see exactly what it does take.
Well, I agree.
Right.
I think there's a lot of ways it could be a success. I just know that that's pretty much what happened to these two.
Do you think they have a chance of coming out of, like after the recession, do you think they have a chance of becoming something?
Well, I think a professional team rodeo concept in some manner has a chance, whether it's theirs or it's somebody else's, I don't know. Toughest Cowboy.
Right.
Produced on a live basis, not just for television, may be the model. There may be some other models they can follow. It's going to be maybe fewer teams to get it started. I think it's just going to be a challenge to find people with the money and the understanding of the sport. I was with the finance director for the rodeo for that company down in Texas. He and I were in Omaha together. He was there to learn. I liked the guy because he was a sharp money guy, but knew nothing about rodeo. And so I was kind of telling him what to look at, what to ask, what to regard. Very nice guy, very sharp, knew all about the money side of it. And it may have been plus or minus, he didn't know much about rodeo. But I know he was struggling with trying to schedule all the arenas.
And I think that's the hardest thing to find in rodeo is somebody who's not only good with money but also knows the sport. It seems like you either get one or the other. You either get somebody who's good with money or somebody who knows the sport, because once you start to know the sport, you're not very good with money anymore.
Well, at least it's kind of anything else. The way to make $10 million in rodeo is to start with 20.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's the truth. Well, you know, Mark,
that's true. All sports guys will tell you that in their sport. You know, the way to make $10 million in professional sports is start with 20.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, you know what? You know, the Southern States Bull Riding has actually got involved with an organization called the NBR, National Bull Riders Association, where they've actually teamed up. You know, I don't know if you've seen anything about that, but the NABA, the IBR, the NBRA, and Southern States Bull Riding have got kind of come together, and we're look, you know, they're looking for more associations to get involved with this, and they may be on that right track. You know, where they're kind of drafting, they're taking their top riders from their these associations for one, you know, one big finals. You know, and basically it's more so for like a bragging rights or whatever, but they're utilizing these individual associations as basically their own franchise. And they're going to take their top riders to these events to compete. So, you know, this may be something that they're on the right track for as well.
Well, it could be. I don't know how the money works as far as the bull riders are. Do they pay a stipend for them to come, or is it just enters up and win what you can?
Now, I believe it's based upon like a regular rodeo would be now, where they, you know, where they enter up and it's going to be, you know, added money. I believe each association is going to put a little bit in. But yeah, I think that's how it's going to roll. But you know, I think it's something that's along those same lines that, you know, all that could take shape here in the near future, and we could see something like that.
Well, I mean, I wish them luck. I know about all those associations. I don't know a lot about them, but, you know, they've grown. PCB has grown. There's a lot of these. And that's just because the consumer demand for live bull riding continues to grow. And you got to thank PBR for that, and to some extent CBR, because they've
right.
developed a television audience. And, you know, you get somebody in a mid-sized city, PBR, well, maybe the Discovery Tour is going to come there, but maybe not. But they're not going to see a lot of good professional bull riding live. But their appetite has been whetted because they've seen PBR and CBR and some other stuff on TV. And I think that's great because all of these you know, all of these other tours and these other associations capitalize on that interest. As long as they're putting on a good bull ride, you know, and the Cowboys are making a little money or have a chance to make a little money. Now, do you know, are they also chipping in on the insurance?
I don't believe they are. I haven't seen anything posted on that as of yet.
You know, because, see, a lot of these, as you know, a lot of these associations, you just sign a waiver when you get on.
Right.
And, you know, I think, as he was mentioning for this Texas Association, I mean, I don't run those associations you're talking about, but it seemed to me that if I was going to try to attract bull riders, I would form an association that they would join. I would keep the red tape and the administration and the rules and regulations to a minimum, but I would be able to buy insurance so that they're covered, like PRCA. At least you're covered in the arena. If you break your leg outside the arena, it's just like PRCA, you're on your own. I think the same thing with PBR, but if you're in the arena, you know, if you're competing, the association provides you with some level of medical coverage. And I think that's, you know, something that if they're going to band together and try to meld their strengths, it's probably less prize money and more a guarantee of insurance coverage if you get hurt.
Sure.
Yeah, but a lot of cowboys that are going up and down the road, unfortunately, aren't business savvy enough, and they just care about what the big dollar sign is that they're going after. They don't care about that insurance and the longevity in it. And I wish that there was more of them out there that did. And the ones that do are the ones that are already involved in those true professional ranks.
That
well,
you guys kind of actually stepped
up. I would agree with you, but my answer is shame on them.
Yeah, and that's what it is, and that's the way it is in rodeo. It's a dog eat dog world.
And you know,
well,
the fun,
I understand
Mike,
it is, but as Scott said earlier, you know, you got to kind of change with the times. You got to change with economics. I've got to believe in this kind of an economy. A lot of guys who are working a job during the week and going to ride bulls on the weekend have lost that job during the week, and they can't afford to go.
Yeah, yep. That would really make for somebody that's trying to make rodeo their living and they haven't been able to make it to the big shows yet. I think that a big ploy to get them to some of the semi-pro associations would be to have that same partial medical insurance like they do in the PRCA.
Oh yeah, I mean I think it's well, a you know, I understand that in history, the macho nature of the sport has been how much money can I win. On the other hand, I think maybe if this recession will teach everybody, you know, that there are some protections you need financially. And if I think it also has to do with the producers. If I'm going to produce an event, and I want to attract good bull riders on a regular basis. Let's say I'm going to produce 5 as part of one of these associations. I'm going to market like mad if I can afford the insurance. I'm going to market like mad that I'm going to offer insurance when you're in the arena. Not everybody will say, oh, goody, but enough of them will that I think I can build that as one of the assets and the selling points of the of it. That allows me to turn around and go to my sponsors and say, look, I've got some pretty good bull riders coming, and one of the reasons they're coming is I'm going to give them a little insurance coverage. And I stand a better chance of getting the guy down the road if we're off. Now, if the guy down the road's offering twice as much prize money, I can't compete. But in most cases, I think I could.
Yeah, I believe so, and I believe that the top riders would be the ones to show up. I really do.
Yeah, well,
there's no perfect way in this sport. There never will be a perfect way, but I think we're all grappling with the economics of the sport. The sport has learned to make itself exciting. The livestock, the rough stock is getting better. The bulls are better. The bull riders are better because there's more places and television, and the sponsors like it. We figured out how to make it an exciting show. It's just not a lot of people have figured out how to make money at it, except the PBR and the CBR and maybe some of these larger associations. I tell you, I'm working with the PBR now on a project here. They're in the same town I'm in, and I'm working with them on a project, a local community fundraising project in conjunction with something they're doing here in May called the Wild Wild West Fest. And it's going to be a 3-day Western lifestyle festival capped off by 2 Ford Built Tough events here in town. First time Ford Built Tough has ever been here. And I'm doing a fundraising project with them, with an economic development group that I work with. And it's a very interesting project, and I won't bore you with the details, but I want to tell you, those PBR guys are sharp.
Yes, sir, they are. Well,
And their marketers didn't come out of rodeo. I met their marketing director the day. She came from the Los Angeles Kings.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they go out and find people who understand how to market sports. And they learn enough about bull riding to be able to talk about the sport. But this gal spent 10 years with the Los Angeles Kings. Well, that's pretty big-time sports.
That's awesome.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, though, Mike, my only concern is that they, you know, as a former rider myself and coming out to some of these circuses, you know, I mean, there's been a lot of talk about whether or not, you know, some of these shows like the PBR or that type of thing are going to promote these, like the instill the mandation of helmets, you know, because they want it to appear more like an extreme sport, not because they feel like it's actually going to be that much safer for the cowboys. You know, as long as it doesn't get too commercialized and it keeps some of its heritage roots, I mean, I believe firmly in the use of, like, for instance, the helmets. I've had 3 facial injuries, and I think all 3 of them would have been prevented had I been wearing one. And going back and actually riding like I did this past week, I actually rode with one and actually like it. But, you know, it's just one of those things that I hate to see as a cowboy, as an athlete, somebody who grew up watching rodeos to competing in rodeos. You know, I don't want to see it get too commercialized. Obviously, the money is going to get bigger.
The helmets make it commercialized. I think what happened in hockey. The helmet wearing really started in junior hockey, and by the time those kids got into high school and college, they knew no difference. And then they went into the pros, and that was just the way it was. I think as the junior bull riders, because a lot of them are wearing helmets now.
Absolutely.
A lot of mothers are saying, you're not going to ride unless you do. I think you'll find in another 5-10 years a strong population of bull riders who are wearing helmets because they don't know any different.
Right.
You know, that makes tradition.
Sure,
well,
absolutely.
You're going to find the bronc riders and the bareback riders wearing them.
Yeah.
although I've seen barrel racers wear them.
Absolutely, yeah, I have as well. But you know what, Mike? Like I said, I appreciate it, man. Your knowledge for the promotional side of this sport has been really enlightening for all of us. I mean, I've learned a lot sitting here talking with you, and have really enjoyed it. I appreciate you calling in and talking with us on it.
Well, I was listening, and I did call back because I had the answer to that. And you know, as you're probably starting to guess, sometimes it's kind of hard to shut me up.
No, that's okay, Mike. We appreciate it, buddy. We really do.
There's probably five people waiting on the line to get a word in edgewise.
No, actually, it's just the three of us right now. We've been waiting on those calls to light up. And, you know, if the fans do want to call in, if they've got some input about it, give us a call, 646-915-9940. So we'll be happy to sit back.
What we can do at some point in time, if you want to set it up in advance and put it in advance, you know, I can come on. I can get a couple of girl bull riders to call in. I'm just using girls bull riding as an example. If you wanted to set up a show that you devoted a portion of it to women's bull riding, I could get a couple of women bull riders to call in, and I could call in, and we could do a segment of the show on girls riding bulls. We could do the same thing with Women's Ranch Rodeo, and where is that league, and where is that part of the sport going? Wouldn't
absolutely
have to dominate your whole 2 hours, but I guarantee you that I could get you know, a couple of really good girl bull riders, and I would come on, and we could talk about that, and you could promote it enough advance that hopefully some young ladies and young guys alike who wanted to know about it or talk about it would be aware of it, and we could do a show on it.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, Mike, I will give you a call this, if I don't give you a call this weekend, I'll certainly give you a call this next week early. And
next week. I'm kind of tied up over the weekend on this promotion thing I'm doing.
Yes, sir. We'll certainly do that. We'll give you a call early next week, and we'll put it on a calendar where we could do that. We would love to have some of the female bull riders and some of these associations that you're promoting, you know, have them call in, and we can really talk. You know, the way I look at it is, you know, if a bull rider wants to talk about bull riding, then he'll pick up the phone and give us a call, right?
I hope so.
And, you know, until he does, we'll sit back and we'll talk about what, you know, and promote some of these persons like yourself and like some of these female bull riders, and we'll do some of that for them.
Okay. Anytime you want to set that up, give me, you know, give yourself a couple of weeks to promote the show and me a couple of weeks to line some people up based on time zones and everything else. I'm sure that we can get a couple. We'll get a couple of gals from the Women's Rough Stock Foundation. Who knows? Get on somebody from Women's Professional Rodeo Association, and you can ask them why they don't do much with it.
Absolutely, Mike.
MD, you know I like talking women now.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, I'm gonna hang up again and listen.
All right, Mike.
And we'll see what happens. I'll try not to horn in a second time.
No, that's okay. We're glad you did, buddy. We're glad you did. It answered our question. So.
So long.
All right, Mike.
Bye,
Mike. Bye.
Well, Chaz, we certainly got our question answered there, huh?
Yes, we did. I told you he'd be listening in and give us a call back, didn't I?
Oh, certainly, man, you sure did. But, you know, guys, we have been an hour and a half into this show. We haven't even taken a break yet, man. You know, I know that I definitely want to talk about some of the stuff that Chaz and I had the opportunity to talk about today with some of the up-and-coming stuff for Making 8 Outreach. But, you know, if you fans out there have been listening in, you've been hearing a very entertaining show, to say the least. Mike Donald, one of the great rodeo productions or producers, you know, has had the opportunity to call in and talk with us and really educate us on some of the things that are going on, especially within the sport of women's rough stock and women's rodeos. So it's been real informative. But if you guys want to call in, if you guys have questions or comments about rodeos, give us a call, 646-915-9940. We'll be happy to sit back and talk some rodeo with you guys as well. So, you know, and if you get a chance, make sure you get over to Making8.com, stop in, register on our Making 8 Buddies pages, join up. It's just like MySpace. You know, we're kind of getting a grip on this thing now. We're realizing what we want to do for the fans. I believe the fans and athletes are really starting to get a hold of what we have to offer. And you know, Chaz, I don't see you on our list just yet, buddy. We're gonna have to get you signed up with the Making Eight Buddies.
I didn't know what that was all about, and I just clicked on it right now, actually.
Yes, sir, man.
While you're there, go ahead and set it up.
I had to call Sneak this week and talk with him, tell him. I almost had to walk him through step by step now. But, yeah, we got him on board with us, so pretty excited about it, man. Yeah, it's a good way for the rodeo fans just to kind of keep in contact with each other. And, you know, it's because we're reaching out to the rodeo fans and athletes. And, you know, it's just a good way for all of us to keep in contact. So just another opportunity for the fans to be involved with Making Eight.
Anything to get people involved. If there's anybody listening now that wants to call in, they really need to. It's nice to get some feedback from somebody other than us rodeo folk that are on here every week with you. It'd be nice to hear a new voice.
Absolutely. Yeah, we look forward to it, you know. I talked to Christy this week, and she said, well, man, she said, Scott, I'm sorry. She said, I keep wanting to call in so much and talk so much. I said, no, believe me, it helps out, you know. I think the fans out there love hearing, another voice out there. So, and, Chaz, you and I had the opportunity to sit back and talk a lot today. It looks like, you're going to really start kind of stepping out and being involved with Making Eight Outreach as well, correct?
Yeah, I'm really hoping to. I think that's the direction God's leading me, and I hope he just continues to bless us both in this ministry, and that we can, we can really reach out to people.
Absolutely. Well, it was obviously God that gave us the name, Making Eight Outreach. And, we pertain that to so many different things in our lives. And that was why, if you look on the quote on the top portion of the screen that I made, it was something that we were sitting around talking. It was, as bull riders, that's what we do is, we get a good grip with our one hand, with our riding hand. And then with our other hand, we got to keep reaching out over the front end of that bull, and that's usually what helps us make it eight, but even in life, man, that's we get a good grip with our lives and what we're doing with our lives. But with our other hand, what we need to be doing is reaching out to others. And, that's where that name really came into focus for me. On what we're doing here, and we're going to continue to keep doing it, man. And Chaz, I'm actually happy to have you on board with us, man. I think that we have a lot of great things coming down the road here for Making Eight Outreach, and for the both of us, for things that you're looking to do within the sport of rodeo, and with what we're looking to do within the sport. I think this is going to be a great opportunity for both of us.
I really hope it does, but I hate to do this to you, brother. I just got the evil eye. I think dinner's ready, so I got to get going.
Oh, hey, Chaz. You know what? We understand, and we're, especially being that she's pregnant, we're not going to, believe me, we don't want to get you in any kind of trouble, buddy. But, hey, I've enjoyed having you on. Thanks for calling in and talking some rodeo with us, bud.
Oh, not a problem, brother. It was good to be on, and I'll see you soon.
Good
All right, Chaz. We'll be in touch.
All right, see you, Sneak.
All right, then. Have a good one.
All right, bye.
Be blessed. All right, rodeo fans. Well, Sneak, we got like 20 minutes left in the show, man. What do you think?
I think it has went good. I think we need a little break, get a glass of water or something, but...
You're telling me, but... I think we're going to do that, man. I think we're going to jump out here, and we're going to play a little bit of some rodeo music, kind of get everybody in the mood. We're going to kind of wrap things up and talk a little bit more rodeo when we come back. If the fans are interested, give us a call, 646-915-9940. We'll be happy to talk some rodeo with you. Just let's get through this music, and we'll catch you when we get back.
party all night. I'm from South Carolina, a bad mama jammer from down in Alabama. She's a raging Cajun lunatic from Brunswick, juicy Georgia Peach with a thick southern drawl, sexy swinging womb, brother, she's all country. From a cowboy boots to her down home roots, she's country. From the song she plays to the prayer she prays, that's the way she was born and raised. She ain't afraid to say country. Brother, she's country. Taught her how to rip up the town. Honey, drippin' honey from the holler in Kentucky. Get you flippin' kinda trippy like a Mississippi hippie. She's a Kansas princess, crazy mother trucker, undercover lover, big southern draw, sexy swinging walls. Brother, she's all country. From a cowboy boots to her down home room, she's country. From the song she plays to the prayer she prays, but country.
Oh, show them how to cut your girl does it one time now.
Welcome back, rodeo fans. Making Eight Outreach back on the Ranch Radio Show. Down here on a Thursday night, getting ready to watch some great bull riding action this weekend. Going to be down at the Crosstown Arena. Sneak, you still with us?
I'm still here.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, man, you know what? I think we've had a really great show. I think we've learned a lot. Just getting some of that information out there. And that's what we're ready to, that's what we're here for, man. Is to really get down to talk some rodeo. If you know, if there's some fans out there, if there's some other rodeo members, whether it be associations or stock contractors that, you know, really kind of want to get their side of the story out, want to kind of talk a little bit about themselves, we're definitely interested in hearing what you have to say. So anytime that we're doing our Back on the Ranch Radio Show, we are certainly happy to hear from you. Sneak, we really didn't get, you know, I was going to break down and kind of cover some of the different events, you know, that happened this past week, but, you know, we did get a chance to talk a lot about the Southern States Bull Riding and their Redman Pro Series Challenge they have coming up. You know, I'm not sure if they've had their first event this year or not. I know that they've had their Jason Wade challenge, which actually they're going to do their second event coming up. It's a Buckle Series event that they're doing this weekend. That's going to be this Saturday night that the Southern States Bull Riding is going to be doing their Jason Wade Challenger Series. So we look forward to seeing that.
That sounds exciting there. excuse me there, just a second. Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a busy weekend. I'm actually going to be attending a high school rodeo right here in my hometown here in Purvis. So I'll be real local, and hopefully I get to talk to some of the young bull riders and rough stock hands and some of the girls that's coming up in the sport.
Yeah, most definitely, buddy. Well, we look forward to hearing what you have to say when you come back next week on our Back of the Ranch show. And I believe that we're going to try to set this thing off and do it next Friday, Sneak, is when we're going to try to sit down and do the our Back on the Ranch radio show. I believe I'm going to have to actually work Thursday, so it's going to make it a little bit difficult. But well, what do you think, man? You think you're going to be able to join us next Friday?
Oh, yeah. I'll be here.
As long as the wind don't blow you away, right?
Well, as much as I've been eating lately, there ain't no problem there.
Did the missus fix you a good Easter Sunday dinner?
Well, I'm the butter cook in the family, so...
Oh, now, you're not saying that so loud that she can hear you, are you?
No. And she'll have to agree anyway.
Oh, okay.
But you never trust a skinny cook.
That's for sure, huh? Well, actually, while we're jumping over here, it looks like their Red Man Pro Series Challenge up in Port Charlotte. They have had at least one event. It looks like Brian Corson's in first place with a 168, in the Pro Series points. So, and then Rooster McKeeman, right there in second place with 166. And Clay McIntyre's actually in third. Now, we had a chance to sit in the back of an ambulance with Clay. Clay took a pretty good shot this weekend during that PBR deal, that Challenger Series over in Fort Pierce. And, because we've got a little bit of emergency medical experience, we decided we'd jump back there and help out, with some of these bull riders. And, boy, we ended up working there, Sneak. Let me tell you, man. I spent about, 30 minutes with Clay back there trying to get him bandaged up and, figure out what they were going to do. He took a pretty little shot just next to his ear. Get ready to jump out of the truck, and here comes Matt Clemens, man, come jumping up in there, and he was bleeding as well. So we ended up having to bandage him up as well, but it was a great night, man. It was really entertaining, and watched a lot of great bull riding action down there.
Sounds like you had a busy weekend and had a lot of fun doing it.
That's for sure, man. It was a busy weekend, there's no doubt. But and actually, it looks like Brian Corson, our one of our team members, of course, racking up some points. He's sitting in second place now in the Making Eight Challenger Series standings. So Ty Harris is in first with 309 points, and looks like Brian Corson's in second with 132. Looks like he's going to be heading up to another PBR event in Greensboro, North Carolina, coming up on the 24th and 25th. I believe he's in there for Saturday night. So we're working on him too. If you guys if you guys are interested, maybe want to get some sponsorships, promote yourselves, we'll be happy to put you up on our website and send our riders out there after these rodeos with your logos on it, and then we'll bring them back to your place as well so they do some promotional stuff with you. So give us a call during the week. We'll be happy to sit back and, do some promotional things with you. It's, that's the nature of this business is, we want to work with each other. And, Making Eight Outreach definitely has no problems with working with you. We want to bring you into the rodeo community. So if you sponsors are interested, definitely give us a call during the week. We'll be happy to talk with you.
That's it, and that call-in number is going to be 646-915-9940.
Now, that's the call-in number for the radio show, Sneak.
Oh, we're trying to get them to
call the office number, and that's 727-724-4442. So hopefully I didn't confuse too many people out there. Sneak giving them the call-in number, trying to get them to call into the radio show. We're only on that show for 2 hours a day, man.
This is true. I tell you what, I have actually found the Women's Rough Stock Foundation, and I tell you what, some of these girls are putting on some good rides here.
Okay. Well, we'll definitely have to get over there, and we'll look it up, and Sneak, I believe that's what we're going to break down and do. We're going to build a banner for the MD there, and we'll definitely promote some of their events that are upcoming, man. I think it's great, and boy, you did a great job tonight pulling up that information for him, even.
Well, well, that takes a few minutes serving down here.
I was gonna say something to you, man, and just totally got sidetracked there. But yeah, I was definitely a good job on that.
Yeah, he was real informative on a lot of that stuff, and I actually learned a lot.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, it was great having him on the show. We look forward to having him call in down here in the future. You know, definitely appreciate him calling in tonight. But Sneak, I believe we're going to break down, man. I got to start getting ready to get over to Tampa tomorrow, get set up for a great rodeo with Remington Rough Stock. I'm going to get down there and see the lovely Chrissy. Look forward to that as always. And
you had to rub that in, didn't you?
Oh, yes, sir, I did. And as a matter of fact, you know, we've been talking about this whole Pensacola deal, and it doesn't look like we're going to be able to get together on that one, and you're going to miss a good one because I believe Chrissy's riding over there with us, so... Oh, man, you're missing out now.
Yeah, I was reminded that I had a prior obligation with Relay for Life, so helping out with the Cancer Society. So,
Sneak, now, we don't need to hear all the excuses, man. You can be straightforward and just tell us that you're scared that I was going to beat you in the out-of-the-shoot challenge. That's all we need to know, Sneak.
No.
We know the truth now. We know the truth, but we will catch up here in the near future. That challenge is not going away, buddy. We will get our matchup. I can guarantee that.
Yeah, and like I said, all honesty, I have the prior engagement with this. Then was asked to do this with a Relay for Life, and they had come to me and asked me to do this deal. So I can't let them down on this, especially since I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and I suppose it's because it's for a good cause, like the Cancer Society, that we'll go ahead and let you slide by that weekend, Sneak.
Well, thank you.
Well, especially since you ain't getting paid from our side of it, so.
I'm kind of donating time all around, so.
I hear you, man. What? You know what, Sneak, I definitely appreciate it, man. It's good to have you back on here with us, and I'm glad we're able to do these shows together, man. Like I said, you know, we look forward to next week, and, you know, we'll be back on the ranch Friday night. We'll be able to sit back and talk a lot of the rodeo action that we were able to get out to. Certainly going to work on getting Chrissy back on the on our show with us next week before the upcoming Remington Rustock deal. And hopefully she'll be able to talk a little bit about this week's deal. I'm telling you, I'm looking forward to it, man.
Well, y'all have a good time down there this weekend without me, and think about me while y'all are sitting down there.
You know what, Sneak? I'm going to think just about you the whole time I'm down there, buddy.
They're probably talking bad about me, but that's okay.
Well, you didn't say to talk about good stuff about you, you know?
That's okay.
All right, Sneak. Well, hey, listen, man, hopefully you'll enjoy the rodeo this weekend. And, you know, take some notes, man. Let us know what's going on over that way. You know, and until next week, we'll be back on the ranch next Friday night. I believe we're going to do it at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 Central. And that would make it, what, 5 Pacific?
Hold on. What time are we starting on the East Coast?
8 p.m. Eastern time.
8 p.m. Eastern time. That will be, 5 o'clock over there.
All right, man. See, I did it up.
Yeah, you got me confused there. You got it right. That one confused me.
I hear you. That's why, because I got it right the first time, isn't it?
That's true.
All right, Steve. Well, hey, buddy, we'll catch up with you next week. Until then, everybody, you guys get a grip out there. Get in contact. Get in touch with us on our buddy pages now. Sneak's got a profile page up. Make sure you get on. Add us as your friends down there. We'll be happy to keep in contact and talk some rodeo with you guys during the week. But until then, Sneak, we'll catch up with you next week. Get a grip, buddy.
Everybody have a good weekend, and God bless.
All right, rodeo fans, there you have it. Sneaky Wilson and myself, Scott Macon 8 himself. Hoping that you guys get a grip. Have a blessed weekend. Great rodeo weekend, and we'll see y'all next week.
hour cook a Saturday night. Sitting in the middle of a ton of dynamite. When they opened up the gate, the sucker will explode. But I can win it all if I can just get him rolled. Turn him out, boys, and get back out of the way. He thinks he's gonna top me, but he'll never live to see the day. If he's a widow, make a devil with hell in his horns. But I've been around since the day I was born. I'm a genuine full-time bone-crunching, gut-punching bull riding son of a gun. It's a hot, dusty Albuquerque Saturday night. I'm a sitting in the